The big story, of course, is Scotland taking on England tonight at Wembley. Let's go to speak to our reporter, Hugh Williams. He's out and about this morning with some Tartan Army foot soldiers. Where are you, Hugh?
Yes, good morning. As you can hear, I'm outside Central Station in Glasgow. We know that at least 20,000 Scots are expected in London for the fixture tonight, and just a few moments ago it seemed that almost all of them were leaving by train from Glasgow. This morning, the Tartan Army certainly living up to its name. The papers on the newspaper stands here full of Gordon Strachan telling his players that he wants cool heads as well as brave hearts, but we know that passions certainly run deep so far as this fixture's concerned. I met one staunch Scotland fan with his son who'd had to get his daughter to drive them in from Lochwinnoch because they'd had a text from ScotRail warning, as we've been reporting in our travel news today, that services in and out of Glasgow Central Station affected by a line-side fire. He told his daughter if the special train they're due to catch at 10:20 this morning was off because of that fire, the daughter would have to take them all the way to London. And he says that he believes that line-side fire is an English plot to disrupt supporters getting to Wembley. He was joking, I think. I'm almost certain that he was joking. But yes, as you say, I caught up with a group of fans just a few moments ago and they told me what they were hoping for tonight.
Just hopefully a good performance, maybe hopefully a win, but I can't see it. You never know, but we've not been playing the best lately, but as we beat Croatia, which was a bit surprising. So
and they're
you never know.
Above England, of course, aren't they? So
exactly.
If you can beat Croatia, you can beat anyone.
You never know.
All right. I mean, if you look at the under-21s last night, wasn't such a brilliant result, was it?
No, we're just setting that up to
lull them into a false sense of security.
Exactly. 3-1 Scotland. Easy win.
3-1, you reckon?
No, definitely, I. No reckon. That's a certainty.
There's quite a lot of history, obviously, to this game, isn't there?
There is, yep. By 150 years, is it?
Oldest international in the world.
Yeah. I think they beat us the very first time, but we beat them last time.
It was a nil-all draw the first time, actually.
Is that right?
4,000
right?
People well,
you
paid
know,
a shilling
You know your history
each.
Better than me, then.
I wasn't there. But
right, yeah, you should have that. The last time we played them at Wembley, we beat them, so this is a new Wembley, and hopefully we'll start off the same way.
How about yourself?
I'm hoping that we can keep it tight first half, unlike the under-21s last night. If we keep it tight, I think we'll get every chance of sneaking out 1-0.
1-0, not quite as confident as 3. Was it 3-1 or 3-0 you were going?
No, 3-1, certainly.
1-0.
You let them have the one goal then.
Ah, we'll give them
an own goal.
We'll score one at the end for them.
Old man Kenny Miller, he'll pop up 89th minute. 1-0.
Not sure about that. He's in his hammer frame at the moment, Kenny Miller.
I mean, if you look back at some of the memorable moments when England have played Scotland yep. have played England.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking on Twitter and looking on Facebook, the number of people that claim they've got patches of grass taken from Wembley, and was it 76, 77?
Yeah, we were just talking about that this morning. Yeah, I remember watching it on the TV. I wasn't there, but it was that was amazing. Goalposts and grass and everything, it was amazing. It's still sitting on people's mantelpiece, yeah, I think they keep watering it, you know. So
And you've obviously got tickets for the game, you're not just going down to watch it in a
tickets.
Pub or anything?
Yeah, part of the Tartan Army, so we've got tickets, no problem. So I'm looking forward to that, but good night.
And obviously presumably hoping to impress the capital, London, by the way the Tartan Army behaves?
Yeah, we've done it before, we'll do it again.
That seems almost to be, maybe the worse the team play on the pitch, the better the fans behave, you could argue, couldn't you?
We're just liking it to enjoy ourselves, so... What else can you do? Just as long as hopefully there's no fighting, so we can get them back on playing every couple of years or so.
You'd like it restored as a regular fixture, would you?
Oh, of course, aye, it'd be a lot better.
Do you think it should be played regularly?
When you don't regularly make European and World Cups, then aye, it would be. It would be a good
play the
thing.
Neighbours instead.
Absolutely, play them and beat them, aye. Play them and beat them.
Okay, look, guys, thanks very much indeed. Have the best of times, and maybe meet some of you tomorrow coming back.
Aye,
maybe celebrate that 3-1 victory.
3-1, remember.
You heard it here first.
Well, a wee bit worse for wear than one.
Well, let's hope they're worse for wear after celebrating.